This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I think a lot of you guys, you know that I thought it was like on higher settings. I was like, why is my fan so loud? But anyways, they just think that sometimes, like, when it turns on, it just, you know, it does like this weird thing where it'll go extremely fast and then it'll like cut straight down to like level one of fan speed. So it's weird, bro. But anyways, I'm not going to be talking about my fan in this podcast episode. No, what I wanted to talk on is a sneaker that I am a fan of. See how I did a full circle with that? Just thought of it right now. But anyways, no, I wanted to talk on which is the best Air Jordan 1 that's available right now. Because there are so many different colorways with Air Jordan 1s. And I think some of you guys probably already might know. If you watch my videos, you might already know which one is going to be my favorite. Like, it's a toss-up between two of them. But when it comes down to, like, where I'm currently located at, which is Seattle, Washington. And yeah, the weather at times, it could be some crazy days with the weather. That's why I'm like, fam, like just last night, it got like mad windy outside. Missed the last few minutes of Monday Night Raw. So I didn't even get to see Chad Gable turn on Sami Zayn. I know it's not live. And I know I could very well just go on social media and see it. And I did kind of. But I wanted to like see it on TV. It's like it's a difference between seeing it on TV and seeing it on a small little iPhone 14. Which is what I got. So I'm like, bro, I want to see my stuff on TV in the last few minutes. Like, pretty much the match ended, and then that's when the cable and stuff had went out. And I'm like, wow, cool. Thank you, weather. I'm like, man, it's annoying at times. But anyways, but besides that, no, there could be days where it's like pouring down rain. It didn't really snow this past winter. That's the weird thing about it. I was like, it was pretty much kind of clear this winter. I have to say, this has been one of the most clearest winters that I've ever seen. But for the most part, no, like, and I don't want people to be thinking like, oh, then, you know, Washington might be a state that I want to move to. You know, it sounds like the weather is clearing up. No, it is not. There's days where it rains and I'm like, fam, it shouldn't be raining today. What is going on? So yeah, there are some days where, you know, the weather, it can be very unpredictable. Like, you really don't know what its next move is going to be and stuff. And, there's been days where it's been sunny, rain, and snow all in one day. All in one day. I remember this happened, I think it was either 2 or 3 days straight when I used to work in Seattle, where it snowed, rained, and it was sunny all within a span of a work hours, bro. I'm telling you, weather can be crazy out here. So yeah, man, like if you decide to come out here to Washington, just wear some like protective rain clothes just in case. I'm not saying you gotta wear it the whole time, but yeah, just go get you like a waterproof jacket, waterproof backpack. Get you some Adidas pants and stuff. Adidas pants, I'm telling you, they might not be waterproof, but at least you will feel comfortable. But which Air Jordan 1 should you get? I guess if you were coming out here, and then it's like you can wear these Air Jordans during when it's sunny outside. Like, it don't matter when and where you are wearing these Jordans, they are going to stand out and people are going to love them. All right. Now, there's a long list of Air Jordan 1s. from different type of models, from different colorways. You got the iconic Jordans, then you got like the secondary iconic Jordans where it wasn't Jordans that he wore, but they were there around the time when Air Jordan 1s came out. Like, you got so many different types of Air Jordan 1s. So I'm gonna be going through the list. I'm gonna start with the lows and then we'll just work my way up all the way to like the high tops, because it is a high top that I am going to say that's the better Air Jordan 1. All right, but no, there's some like good lows out there and stuff. Like, that's one thing about Air Jordan 1s is that the majority of the Air Jordan 1s that I've purchased have all been leather. So, like, that's one thing about it that I love so much about them is that you can wear these, like, you can wear Air Jordan 1s just about any and everywhere. Excuse me, but the, like, the midsole, I have to say, because for the most part, the midsole, like, on every pair of Air Jordan, well, actually, no, there's two different types. Actually, you know what, no, there's three different types of Air Jordan 1s that I like, and it's three different colorways, but yeah, they're all, like, the high-top Jordans and stuff, but it's funny because I'm like, the thing is this, even though I love these three Jordans, and I've worn one of them outside because I'm like, they're kind of like my beat-em-up Jordans and stuff, where I'm all like, I really don't care. Because it's like they're easy to clean, you know. I'll talk on them in a moment, but I'm like, yeah, they're my favorite Jordans. I'm like, I never will get rid of those. I'm like, I'm keeping those forever. All right, so anyways, but no, starting with the low tops, I was like, I kind of got a little distracted, but no, let's talk on the low tops real quick. So yeah, low tops, they're the ones where I'm like, those are the summer shoes. Those are the shoes where I'm like, I guess, like, if you are coming out here during the summer, like, if you are going to an area where it's like, because I know during the summer out here it can rain, so it's like, yeah, I guess, like, if you are going to a state where it might rain, but it's the summertime, yeah, low tops, I guess, like, are good, because it could be a situation where it's like 70 degrees outside, so you might not want all that extra ankle support when wearing you some Air Jordan 1s. So yeah, low tops, they got a gang of different colorways with low tops. Like, that's one thing that you can't go wrong with is the colorways. And I'm like, I know people will probably be all like, what are the best colorways? And me personally, I would say the OG colorways, but there are other colorways where I'm all like, nah, bro, I would 100% wear those. Cause there's the ones that I'll be talking on where it's like kind of neck and neck with another pair of Air Jordan 1s. And then there's ones where I'm all like, I'll talk on those. I don't want to spoil nothing. But anyways, yeah, there's the two that I wear. Well, I haven't worn one of them outside. I've just been more so trying to preserve those shoes, and when the, like, time is right, then wear them outside. But then there's the other ones where I'm like, fam, I wore them on a vacation. I'll wear them just going out and about. It don't matter where I'm going. I'm wearing those Air. If I feel like wearing a pair of Air Jordan 1s, but I really don't know what the weather's gonna be like, I always go with these Air Jordan. Well, you can't see which ones they are. I'll explain them in a moment, but continuing back with the low tops and stuff. But the crazy thing is like, I've only bought one pair of low tops, but no, they are comfortable. They are a pair of Air Jordans where I'm all like, nah, bro, I can see myself. Hold on for a second. Let me take my watch off and things, because it's a tad bit distracting. I'm getting like message reactions on TikTok, liking tweets on Twitter. I'm like, dang, bro, let me do this podcast episode. But anyways, but no. So yeah, overall though, like, low tops, I'll have to say that they are like good summer shoes, you know. But you can wear them during the winter. I feel like I've worn my low top Air Jordan 1s during the winter and stuff. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't ever have to worry about your feet being cold. I guess, like, if you, because I know with me, I like, when I'm like walking to places, I walk fast, so my body temperature kind of like, it rises. So I guess if it's like really, really cold outside, yeah, there might be some times where I'll double sock and things, but that's like, yeah, if it's like really cold. But for the most part, I'm like, I really don't ever have to double sock with Air Jordan 1s. I think there have been times when I've double socks just because it is like really cold outside. But other than that, like, yeah, like, I guess if you're in a place where it can get like 15 degrees or 20 degrees or even below that and stuff, yeah, it's, you know, it's probably best to just double sock and things, because if it's like non-stop cold weather, yeah, bro, low tops definitely get you some thick socks, like some wool, like they fine. See, if you do like low tops more than the other Air Jordans that I'll be talking on, then yeah, make sure of it that you do get some thick socks and stuff. I mean, but it's like that with all shoes though, like, you know, if that cold weather, if it hits you the right way, yeah, bro, just get you some thick socks and you should be chilling. But yeah, low tops, I do like low tops. I just need to get more low tops though. I don't really have too many. I have like low top shoes, But with like Air Jordan 1s, though, I don't have a whole lot of like the low top Air Jordan 1s and stuff. So it's weird. But anyways, and then the ones that I started off with. So the Air Jordan 1 mids. I'm telling you right now, I remember when I got my first pair, and I still have my first pair of Air Jordan 1 mids. I was like, they're the ones that I'm like, I will not get rid of those just because of how much they mean to me. Yes, they are sitting in my room collecting dust, but at the same time, I'm like, I will never in life get rid of those shoes just because of how much those shoes mean to me. I'm like, I'm telling you, at one point in time, was wearing those shoes all the time. Like, because at one point they were like one of my only few pairs of Air Jordan 1s that I had. So I was like, yeah, and it was perfect because it was like a leathered Air Jordan 1. And then there's ones that I have where it kind of has like a suede like material on it and stuff. And but the leathered ones, I was like, nah, bro, I was wearing those ones non-stop. Rain, it didn't matter what the weather conditions were, I was like, I was wearing those shoes non-stop just because of how much I loved them and stuff. I should just wear them outside one of these days and things, just, you know, for old time's sake and stuff. But anyways, but yeah, I started off with these it was like this ones, like, so they were this like royal blue and black. And they had, like, this paint splatter, like, somebody kind of got, like, a paintbrush and just threw it across the shoe and stuff, and then this paint just, like, splattered all across it and things. So, I did, get those, and then, yeah, and what was crazy is that, so, while they were, I think that was a bad move. I was all, like, because my thing is this. I get that you want to sell the other Air Jordan 1s, but I'm like, fam, if you're going to have an iconic colorway come out with the mids or whatever, and they look identical, and you got somebody like me that's just getting into sneakers, and I don't really know my whole thing about sneakers, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm not gonna get the ones that I should be getting and stuff. So while the ones that I got were out, and at that time I just got into sneakers, so I didn't really know, like, about reselling stores or any of that stuff. Like, my only places that I was going to was Champs and Foot Locker, you know, and maybe Famous Footwear and stuff. But other than that, I was like, yeah, bro, I didn't really know. So that's why I was like, they had this, it was a high top Air Jordan 1. And this was, like, one of the ones that were being originally sold when Air Jordan 1s had debuted back in 85. And it was a royal blue, but it was pretty much the same as mine. It was just a high top, and it didn't have the paint splatter. I did not know that was the better Jordan. So I got the mids, and I'm thinking I'm rolling with that, and then next thing you know, years later, I'm like, wait a minute, those were the same Jordans that I seen in store. Bro, why did nobody tell me? I'm like, bro, I'm over here thinking I done got me a good pair of Jordans. Meanwhile, it was, I did, but at the same time, I'm like, bro, I wish I could go and travel back in time and get those Jordans, because I was like, dang, they were sitting on the shelf for a while. I don't know if it was my size, but I'm like, man, that'd been so upsetting if it was a size 10, and I very well could have gotten those shoes, but I did it. Now I'm gonna have to wait until, well, so actually, they did re-release them, but it's like a suede material and stuff, so it's not like the ones that I seen back then. It's like this suede nubuck type material and stuff. So but yeah, I had got like a gang of mids. Like, I got, so there's the ones that I have, the very first ones, three, I feel like, do I have any more? Oh, four, five, I know I got another pair. I feel like I might have more. I don't know. I think I only got five. Dang, I only got five? I feel like I got more. I gotta go through my shoes and look again and stuff. But anyways, it might have actually been a pair that I got rid of. If I did, I'm like, bro, what was I doing? Because I did get rid of quite a few pairs of shoes and stuff at one point in time. I was like, I was giving shoes away. I was giving them away to, like, people I was cool with. Donating some, and I'm like, dang, bro, I don't know what was going on with me these past few years. But I probably would have eventually donated the shoes anyways, but I was like, yeah, bro, I was going crazy with getting rid of shoes. But yeah, because I think if I still had all the pairs of shoes that I never got rid of them and stuff, if I had every, oh yeah, my room, bro, I'm telling you right now, I've been climbing over shoes, bro. Like, I had shoes stacked up literally all over the place, bro. So yeah, man, it, you know, the sneaker game, game. It's crazy. Just there's too many pairs of shoes that's coming out. I'm trying to slow down, but I'm actually thinking about getting me some Air Jordan 9s, because I've never owned a pair of 9s before. I've never owned 7, 8, 9, and those are the only three that I got ones, a pair of 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, 11s. I had 10s at one point, but I got rid of them because they were just too white, and I'm like, I try to avoid white shoes because, no, I remember with these one pair of Air Jordan 1s I had, this one dude, he kicked the shoe, and I'm like, fam, I get if you got seeing problems, you know, but these are a white pair of shoes. They do not go. I'm on the bus. I was just getting off of work, and I'm like, these shoes don't go with nothing inside this bus, okay? It don't go with nothing. How do you not see a whole white Jordan on the floor of this bus? I'm like, nah, bro, that is some crazy stuff. And I think he was wearing glasses. So I'm like, nah, bro. Bro had on some reading glasses. He definitely had no seeing glasses. But I was like, I did not get that and things, but no, I am thinking about getting me some 9s, though. I was like, I do want to see how those feel. But if I can't find none that I like, then I probably am just going to, you know, probably get some 7s or some 8s and things just to see how those are. But anyways, now, let's talk on the high top. So, some honorable mentions. So, there's these React Air Jordan 1s where they're nice. They didn't really sell them for a whole a long period of time. But, they were cool. I like the ones that they did come out with. I wish I would. I think they did come out with, some purple ones. Let me check real quick on GOAT and things. They probably got it where those ones is probably going for, freaking $400 or $500 because it had been so long.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been so long since those ones had came out and things, but anyways, Air Jordan 1 React. They did come out with some low top versions of those. Dang, they came out with a few colorways. Oh, the ones that I actually have. Oh no, see, I knew that was gonna happen. I knew they were gonna have it where the purple and black ones. I was like, they were gonna have it where those ones is $300-something. They do got these red and black ones. They actually don't look too bad in things, but yeah, it's they got the ones where the colorway. Somebody really trying to sell these shoes at 10.5 for $1,109. The React ones, and I'm like, nah, bro. I'd rather go get something else and save myself the money. But I'm like, nah, that's you're good, fam. I'm like, it ain't even worth it getting that. But they got those, then they got some football cleats, they got golf ones, they got they got some baseball cleats too. Then they got the Air Jordan 1 KOs. They got a lot of different types, but anyways, let's go ahead and start talking about the ones that started it all. The Air Jordan 1's OG high top. I think that's what they call them. They got some type of name for them and stuff. But anyways, the OG Air Jordan 1's and stuff. So yeah, those are the ones that's if you got a pair of the not the original, but if you just got a modern day version of the original ones. Oh yeah, people they point that out. I was like, I know there have been times where I've gotten me some Air Jordan 1s and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm killing it with these and stuff. I remember when I had got so they came out with the ones, and I had to say these are one of my favorite, is the original, the original colorway, original Air Jordan 1, the one they really started it all. The name really started But the actual, like, the colorway and stuff, the red, it's, so they, yeah, I think they just call them, like, Air Jordan 1 Chicago, and it's, yeah, based off of the Chicago Bulls and stuff, and, yeah, those are the ones where I was, like, they had did, like, a remastered version of them where they kind of gave them this beaten up look, had to get me a pair. I was, like, I think I, how much money did I spend on those? It's something where I'm not, you know what, let's just say I spent too much on those, Air Jordan ones, and I'm like, that, never again, bruh, can't do that no more. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm chilling. But anyways, but yeah, I had went ahead and I got those, Air Jordan ones, and then I can't remember if it was after or if it was before, but I remember then they came out with these, like, Halloween-type Air Jordan 1s where it's this, it has, like, this patent leather, but it also got a beaten-up look to it. Like, it's all wrinkly-looking and stuff. I love those shoes. I was like, those are the ones where I wear them. I wear them just about everywhere. I'm like, it don't matter whether I'm wearing them to the store. It don't matter if I'm wearing them hanging out. It don't matter. I wore them on a trip not too long ago. Yeah, bro, I be wearing them Air Jordan 1s literally all over the place. I'm like, I love those shoes so much, bro. So much. All right, they're comfortable. That's one thing about Air Jordan 1s is that they're mad comfortable for nobody that, for anybody that doesn't own a pair of Air Jordan 1s. They, like, even though it's like it's an 80s shoe and the, like, technology with shoes back then wasn't really up to date like with the technology behind shoes now, but Air Jordan 1s, they are comfortable. It's one of those shoes where I'm like, nah, bro. I think if I had a choice to keep, like, only one type of shoe, it definitely would be the Air Jordan 1s just because of how many colorways that exist. And then, yeah, just because of, like, yeah, they're comfortable. Actually, you know what? No, I take that back. Air Jordan 11s. I'm like, nah, bro. I love 1s, but 11s is my all-time favorite. I don't care what anybody says. So, anyways, so yeah, then, yeah, so the, like, they got, like, this, like, pumpkin-like colorway and things. It's, like, orange and shattered backboard. That's the colorway that they call it and stuff. And then they got the ones that I would have to say I love those so much because of just of how, like, they don't got, like, no old look to it, but it is supposed to be, like, a remastered, edition of the original Air Jordan 1s. It was actually the ones where it was like Michael Jordan, he couldn't even wear them out on the court because of the colorway and stuff. So it's this, like, black and red Jordan, and they came out with this one where it has, like, this patent leather going all across it. And when I tell you guys, they went all out for this Air Jordan. They got, like, a patent leather colorway. It came with this little keychain thing. They made it where the box looked like it was made out of patent leather, and I'm like, bro, I remember I had me a pair of those shoes, right? I had a pair, and I didn't really appreciate them like how I should have been appreciate them, right? So anyways, I go ahead, I get my first pair. I can't remember where I think I bought them off of a website. Yeah, I bought them off of a GOAT, I believe. Buy them off of GOAT. I see another pair of shoes that I've written. No, actually, it was Steph Curry shoes. It was a pair of Steph Curry shoes where I traded in the patent leathered black and red Air Jordan 1s for some Steph Curry shoes. And it's no offense to Steph Curry, but I'm like, fam, if I can go back and stop myself from doing that, I would have gave myself the meanest clothesline possible when I was at that mall trading in them shoes, bruh. I would have clotheslined myself and told myself, you are going to regret this. Do not do it, okay? I repeat, do not do this to yourself. Yeah, trade them in and then instantly regretted it. And then eventually I was all like, you know what? Nah, bro, let me go ahead and get these shoes back and things. Because I'm like, nah, bro, I can't. So I ended up getting like a used pair off of a GOAT where it looked like it kind of had like a factory defect on them or something. But I'm all like, bro, I don't care about that. I still going to show love to these shoes regardless and things. If it, I'm like, yeah, it's like, because that's one thing about like some shoe. I just recently remembered I got me a pair of 12s. And, yeah, there's, like, I don't even know how I forgot that I had those shoes. I straight up, like, I bought them and was so happy about getting them and things. And I think started talking about factory defects. And, no, that's what I was going to say is, like, you know, the shoe, it kind of got, like, a little birthmark action going on. But, yeah, I was all like, bruh, I just realized I have me a pair of Air Jordan 12s. And I'm all like, bro, that's where I'm at with sneakers right now. I'm forgetting that I have certain pairs of sneakers and stuff. So it's crazy, man. But anyways, but yeah, those ones, the black and red, like, patent leathered Air Jordan 1s, yeah, those are my favorite. I was like, it's a toss-up between the original Chicago's, And then the orange ones, and then, yeah, then it's those the patent leathered ones. I was like, I can't go wrong. I can't go wrong with patent leathered, because I'm like, that's the thing about those, is that you can wear it out in the rain. Your feet are never gonna get wet. You're never, unless it's like it's pouring down rain, then most likely it will get, you know, slightly wet. But other than that, I'm like, nah, bro, I don't even care. I'm like, them shoes, at least I won't have to worry about them getting too dirty and things. I think they, I think as the time go on, they probably will, you know, start like kind of losing its touch. But other than that, I'm like, nah, bro, I'm going to keep them shoes for a long, until pretty much until they're unwearable, until like them shoes just fall apart and things. I'm gonna probably just put them like on a shelf and then just be like, oh, you know, the retired collection and things. And then I think at some point in time, at some point I am going to do that. So anyways, but yeah, overall, those three Jordans, those are the best out of all the orange and black patent leather, the red and black patent leather, and then the original Chicago colorway. So if you do see those three, get you a pair, all right? So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys, and peace.